if you look at patches of our games, we've actually dominated teams. It's just concentrating over 90 minutes, and everyone knows that the fitter you get, the better you can concentrate. So, you know, Saturday we showed a real resilience and we actually had the better of the chances against Barnsley. This Saturday we've got to go up against a Port Vale team that's clipped 4 clean sheets out of 5, and, you know, it's going to be a hard game. But, you know, if we do everything properly, I think we can actually get the points.
Does that result in clean sheet against Barnsley look more impressive after that result against Everton yesterday?
Yeah, definitely. As you can see, they play some very good football, and to hold Everton to a 3-3 scoreline in 90 minutes is, you know, testament to the manager and the players. So, like I said, to keep a clean sheet against them, one of the teams that I think that will be right up there, you know, it shows our strength and it shows our character after what happened against Gillingham on Tuesday, and all we got to do is build on that for Saturday.
Has that result against Barnsley given the boys a lift in training? How's it been? I've just been talking to the manager. He said that Tuesday was a really good training session,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we're not in dire straits. You know, it's only 4 games into the season, and if you let your spirits drop this early, then you're in for a long season. You know, we've got 42 games left, and, you know, that's, I can't do the maths off my head, but that's a lot of points to play for.
You know, neither can I.
That's a lot of points to play for, and like I said again, to let your head drop after, you know, 4 games would be, it's unheard of, really. So, yeah, the boys are chirpy and, you know, nice. And obviously, it's always nice when you don't lose on the weekend. You can always build on that. And that's what we're hoping to do for this Saturday.
Plenty of football left to play, as you say. What about your own contribution? How happy have you been so far this season?
You know, I'm happy, you know, obviously, like I said, with everything you want to build, and hopefully I can build on my performances. You know, I think I've got a lot to offer to the team, and, you know, I've just got to keep myself relevant, as I would like to say, you know, by putting in good performances. And ultimately that comes down to, like, the hard work on the training pitch and obviously the hard work on Saturday. And hopefully that will give me, give everyone the encouragement to pick me, like the gaffer. And, you know, obviously if the fans get talking, then, you know, everything kind of picks itself. So, like I said, you know, I've just got to get my head down and work hard and, you know, try to contribute something to the team, because ultimately it's what you contribute that, you know, will benefit you. So, you know, I'm looking to try and give my best and see where it takes me.
Port Vale this weekend then, an impressive start to the season, drawing the first 3 games and then tearing apart Doncaster, yeah, Yorkshire rivals in the last game. I mean, what do you make of them?
And they've started very well. Like, you know, they've kept, what, 4 clean sheets out of 5 games, so no doubt it would be a hard game for us to play on Saturday, but as long as we stay focused, I think we can get the 3 points.
It's going to be a tight game, most probably because of their defensive record. Yeah. Having said that, they had that extra time and penalties in midweek in the Cup. Is that something you can use to your advantage?
You never want to go into games thinking that, because, you know, you don't want to be complacent. they're a bit tired, so we can ease up a bit. No, we got to go in there, foot on the throttle, and try and overpower them, and obviously start fast and see if we can get them on the back foot. And, you know, obviously they might be a little bit tired, and that will always help us.
A player in your position, do you sometimes look at a team that might be a bit tired, wait for the last 10-20 minutes when legs are tiring, and think that might be my opportunity to create some chances and strike there?
No. I always go into the game from the first minute to the last minute, trying to get the better of my opponent. So I'll be going in there from the first minute to the last minute, whether I'm playing or not, trying to give my best.
And just finally, I want to get your thoughts on a little issue that's ongoing at the moment in the Premier League particularly. We've got young players handing in transfer requests, desperately wanting to leave for bigger clubs. Yeah. The transfer window does carry on into the start of the season.
Yeah.
Is it difficult for squads when players are coming and going whilst the games are coming thick and fast?
I mean, to be honest, I can't really comment on that, because, you know, with football, it's, as a player, you know, it's a short career and stuff like that. So everyone has their own agenda. But, you know, as an individual, you want to do well and you want to play for the best club that you can. So I can't really sit down and say they're doing the right or wrong things. But it's not, it can be a bit unsettling when, you know, obviously the season started and, you know, you probably have one of your best players, and knowing that they're going to go, you know, obviously it's not nice to know that your team, well, not relying on one player, but you have that little bit of magic or that good defender that's helping the team, and someone else comes and pinch them. So, you know, on that note, I think I'm sitting on the fence here, to be honest, but I think I would say shut it off before the season starts, everyone can get focused. I mean, you got to think before the season starts, it's still May, June. But yeah, in the May, June, July.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time to get the business done. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. But, you know, like I said, you know, as an individual, you know, you want to play for the best teams, and opportunities don't come around every day. So it's up to that individual what they want to do. That's my opinion on it.
Will you be tuning in on Tuesday to Sky Sports News and all that?
I don't know. Let's see what happens. I honestly can't say I'm going to sit down by the TV and look. Let's see. You never know.